The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Love Never Fails Radio.
Love Never Fails.
Inviting you to join in the fight for love.
There are millions of people who are trapped in modern day slavery. Take a stand to do something against this injustice. Join the fight against human trafficking. If you truly love,
set the captives free.
Each week, this program sheds light on the needs of vulnerable people in our community who are impacted by human trafficking, homelessness, addiction, and abuse, and celebrates the work of those who are meeting them right where they are and expressing to them that they are precious, valued, and loved. Our goal is to see this radio audience move to compassion demonstrated in acts of service, generosity, and gifts of time. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, founder and executive director of Love Never Fails, Vanessa Russell.
Thanks and welcome to Love Never Fails Radio. We are in the studio today with Andrea Blake Hubbard, who is a resilient leader whose impact spans corporate, academic, and community spheres. With expertise in grant writing, project management, and business development, she founded the Blake Agency, a successful PR consultancy in San Francisco. And there's a personal story here. Faced with setbacks, Andrea found her way to ITBiz Tech Academy, where she was mentored by an executive from Cisco Systems and received immense support from the Academy's staff and partner community. Her journey through the Academy equipped her with new skills and insights and culminated in a role at Cisco as a strategy and planning analyst. Her dedication goes beyond work as she actively supports underserved communities, particularly African-American women, despite her personal challenges. And she continues to persist in her educational pursuits, currently studying social and behavioral sciences and strategic communication. Her story exemplifies resilience and advocacy for women's empowerment, leaving a lasting impact in various spheres. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Vanessa, for having me. I was like, who is she reading about?
Oh,
that, that would be me. That would be me. A little bit of history there. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we, we are so very proud of you and all that you have achieved in just a short while. And we're going to talk a little bit about kind of the beginning of that process, your mindset. I think it's super important. Because, you know, how is it that we came upon a gem of a person such as yourself and we're able to partner with you on, you know, pursuing your best life? What a gift. And I want people to know that are listening that there are many, many Andreas out there that are waiting for that such partnership. And you know, whether it's Love Never Fails or that you who are listening, I hope that people will be inspired to come alongside to support people to achieving their goals. And so let's go back, Andrea, if you don't mind. So I still remember when we met at the Ray of Light Performing Arts Studio in Hayward, and we were taking, you know, headshots and things like that. And you were there. And I don't know, you know, how you want to describe what was going on that day, but we met and we talked about you possibly pursuing IT. But how did this all start? Yeah.
Sure. So in support of my husband, Frazier, who was a member of the program at the time, he was graduating and doing the headshots and things of that nature. And just coming out to support and see what the program was about. He was encouraging me. At the time, I was dealing with some uncomfortable truths at the office that I was working in. and, you know, very hesitant. I was forced to come back to California from Georgia to work, and then ran into some difficulties. So coming out to that event and seeing what your organization was doing and how excited everyone was, how motivated and encouraged they were by your organization, even listening to some of the chats, they were doing the videos at the end where they were talking to the individual participants that had an opportunity to really express themselves and say, this is what I loved about the program. And it was just so inspiring. Like, well, wait a minute. Now these people are taking a whole different take on their lives and figuring out something new. And I just thought that was so incredible. And when I was actually laid off, fired, first time ever in all these years to be fired like that. It was really, really something. And to have this program right there, I think that was that timing. I've already got information about it. Frazier had really encouraged me to look at it, and I looked at it and kept hearing him do the classes and everything. And it's like, this seems like a lot, but okay. All right, as long as you get to it. And so long story short, when I was let go, I signed up for the program and was accepted. And so with this application and just everything I was reading through and speaking with the different individuals once we started, it just really made me feel like this could change my life. This could change everything. And hearing the other stories, it was just really something to be encouraged. After that first meeting and then going into the program and reading everything online and seeing what it was about, it's really, really the type of support that individuals that I don't know where to start can go and really hit the ground running. It was incredible.
Yeah. And I have to say that, you know, you had all of this experience already. I mean, it wasn't that you didn't have experience, but you, I think the piece that I saw was that you became very clear about where you were headed. You became very determined and clear, you know, that I am going to obtain a position at a Silicon Valley leader, one of these .com companies. I am going to obtain a position there. And you verbalized it. You inspired others to do the same. And you had some physical things going on. You had some, you know, transition things going on with your job. You had lots of obstacles and barriers, and yet you were determined to do that. But how did you come upon that determination? What was there a moment? Was there somebody that said something? Was it just seeing yourself in a new light? Like what did it for you?
So I think it was actually a combination of things. So when you start the academy and you have these general classes, but you also have these encouraging individuals such as yourself and the other individuals that are the teachers and the amazing assistants and people that are sponsoring the program, getting you into the correct room, getting you the right information, filling out the applications correctly. And so as I started doing that and feeling this sense of things could really change for me, I was approved to have my knee replaced. So a full knee replacement right in the middle of this. And it's like, okay, how are we going to do this? And so I am definitely a spiritual person. I have faith that when God puts something on your heart and in your spirit, that if you do your work and do the things that are placed before you, not worrying about necessarily about the future, but being able to think of how do I want this to come out, and then praying for that end. And so having the faith that I would be able to overcome the pain, overcome any obstacles, and really writing it down. I wrote down, I even gave myself a time frame of just over 2 years. I said, okay, 2 years. All right, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to go back to school. We're going to figure this out. Give me about 2 years So putting a time frame on it, almost like a smart, well, it's a smart goal, putting that time frame on it, et cetera, and being able to then say, all right, here's what you're going to have to do if you're going to end up here in 2 years. And so really just putting, when I knew I was going to be in pain, because you know, pain is something else that changes everything, changes your attitude, changes your motivation. And I said, let me get this established before I dive into this, establish what my goals were. And that moment changed everything, just to say, this is it. I'm done. And I want my life to change. So it was very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You very, very determined and inspiring others as you were so determined. And so we're going to take a quick break because I want to talk a little bit about how that then pivoted you. You graduated and then you went into Merritt College, and then that led into Cal State East Bay. And then, you know, it just kind of like, it was like propelling you, you know, into that next step. And so we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Merritt, talk about just your journey. I think it's important for people to hear how this actually works. Yeah, so let's take a quick break. We'll come back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Hi, and Happy New Year from Love Never Fails. We want to thank you for your prayers and support that have allowed us to provide 8,000 dignity items to people in need throughout the Bay Area, to help search for 32 missing people, to house 61 people, and even graduate 97 students from our IT Biz Tech Academy. We couldn't have done it without you. Please stay involved by going to loveneverfailsus.com. And always remember that you are loved.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
Thanks, and welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Andrea Blake Hubbard, who is a leader of her own PR agency, consultancy in San Francisco, the Blake Agency, and also an IT Biz Tech Academy graduate, and now the strategy and planning analyst for Cisco Systems. Welcome to the show, Andrea. Thanks for being here again. And
thanks again.
We're just talking about this journey. And so you had this determination, you had this 2-year plan. In the middle of it, you're getting knee surgeries, so you're dealing with pain, you're having some setbacks. But you still kept moving forward. And so when you graduate, as the listening audience may or may not know, we have a co-enrollment strategy with Merritt College for our cybersecurity and networking pre-apprenticeship program with the California certified pre-apprenticeship program. So we have some of our courses that we're teaching are actually people are getting college credit for those courses. And so Andrea was already enrolled in Merritt. And so you were just able to continue on. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is a great little story. So one of the things about the relationship that you have with the Oakland Adult Continuing Education and then Merritt College is that the program really prepares you, especially if you haven't been in school for a while or if you've never been in school. It kind of gives you a sense of calendaring. When are your peak hours? When are your low hours? When do you need to rest? Recognizing signs within your life. So I thought that piece of it alone really gave me a great foundation to think about going back to school full time. Like, well, you know, if I'm doing good in a program, I might be able to go back to school. And so my instructor for the project management for Ms. Shannon, she encouraged me to go back to school. She said, you know, it's you have the experience. You've got some wonderful foundation built for years that and skills that you have. But having that degree will definitely propel you forward. And I said, well, OK, let's take a look at that. And so with the co-enrollment with Merritt College, I had a wonderful counselor, and he pulled all of my transcripts, had me pull all my transcripts, looked at everything, cross-referenced everything, and said, hey, you're really close to getting your AA degree in two different areas. So I'm like, wait, what? Okay. He's like, if you do take this many classes, and then you could go on to Cal State if you wanted with this program that they have and getting you in there and getting finished and then moving you right into the state school. And I'm like, well, okay, how do we do that? And so it was exciting. Like, you mean I could do this? This could be quick. And it actually was. So having that enrollment, the IT Biz Tech Academy really thought about all of these different things to create a foundation for you to really feel supported. Like you can make decisions, think clearly about making decisions. And then what are the options out there? And having those experts in the community, in the colleges, in the different programs that say, hey, if you think about it this way, or if you look at it this way. And so giving you some real options. And I really love that about the program and being able to make those sorts of decisions. So made the decision, applied to Cal State shortly after. So within about a year, I had taken all the classes I needed to take at Merritt, applied at Cal State. Also, one of the great things about making those decisions was that I decided not to go back to work full time. I didn't mention that before. And so one of the things that was really encouraging with these programs, with IT Biz Tech Academy, they encouraged me to apply to the Department of Rehabilitation. So that being like, wait a minute, now this is another piece. So being accepted into that program. So that allowed me so much more of a purview of how you can really kind of make things happen for yourself. So encouraged through them to apply for the FAFSA for federal aid. And so by applying through that program, was able to receive the Pell Grant, federal funds, subsidized, unsubsidized. And because I had done so well in school, I was able to get a state scholarship. And so everything was covered at Merritt. Like, wait, what? And the Department of Rehabilitation, amazing program. They want to help rehabilitate you, and you're going into a new career field. So I'm like, well, what do you do?
Yeah,
new sit to stand desk, new chair, new laptop, new printer, all the school supplies I needed, and they pay for all my books at school. So such an amazing journey to have the community wrapped up in IT Biz Tech Academy, knowing all of this information and putting it out there for us. Like, hey, apply for this, set up for this, make sure. And having the counselors, and I don't know if you call them counselors or not, but they're really amazing individuals that support what it is the program's about. And they are just so helpful. Even when you come up against different obstacles, they're just so, we'll try this and try that and call this person. And what about this? Even the clothing. Right. When I needed to do certain interviews, I was able to get some amazing clothing at Love Never Fails boutique. That's what I'm
boutique.
Gonna call it.
We have the boutique. Yes.
As a matter of fact, the blouse I have on is from the boutique. Very sophisticated.
It
love
looks
this blouse.
So good on you, too.
It's one of my favorite.
Yes.
So the arms around me from this program are just absolutely incredible. And there's so much to offer. And you just really have to take advantage of it. And that's putting all of that together, I think, really helped me to see that my steps were ordered and to continue to have faith in what was put on my heart and on my spirit to finish school. And I have a whole new thing for you, a whole new way of looking at life. If you just do this one part and trust me, have faith in me, don't go back to work. Because I kept saying, all right, you sure about this?
Yeah, I got to
go. How am I going to pay for school? How am I going to pay for this? What about my car note? What about this? Trust in me was the whole mantra that I kept hearing, that still small voice to say, just trust me this time. You're going to trust me fully? And I did. And it was an absolutely amazing journey. So to come on the other side of it and continue as I'm finishing school, getting out actually earlier than I had anticipated. My advisor at school said, well, wait a minute, you're already working and you're doing this. So maybe we can get you out of school earlier. So that's been incredible. So like, wait, wow. What? And then got an email a little over, I guess, 2 months ago, almost exactly, from Cisco asking me to interview. So there's some things in between there, but we could talk about that a little bit more. But I'm sure you have some other questions. So, but thank you for letting me go through that. It was crazy. It was wild.
Well, I learned some new things today because I had no. I know that we typically offer up Department of Rehabilitation and we are a certified vendor agency for them, but I didn't know if you had utilized those services because they're not always, if we're focusing here, we might not be focusing there. And so the fact that that was part of your mix is amazing. That's amazing. You know, and because, I mean, we have to, we have a lot of that. I think that's the biggest challenge that many people in the community are faced with is not, you know, some people say, oh, those resources are there. The resources are there. Well, people don't know how to get those resources. They don't know where they're at. And they feel intimidated, discouraged even when you're going through a health challenge, when you're going through life transitions. You don't always, you know, Andrea said she had just been fired. That does something to your self-esteem. It makes you feel, did I do something wrong? Am I good? Am I not good enough? Am I, you know, doubt? And you don't go look for the resources because you're like, no, you know, I don't know if I'm worth it. But if you could just get someone to come alongside you and say, absolutely, you are worth that and so much more. Boy, because there is a lot more in store for you. So we're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit about that email because here we had enrolled you in 110 while you were in the cohort. Yes. And then it just popped its little precious heart back up again about a year later. We're going to come back and take a break. We'll come back. And I want to hear that part of your story. So we'll be right back. And thank you for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors.
Trash bills weighing you down? At Case Industries, we specialize in lowering waste costs and providing trash consolidation and compaction services for multifamily properties, condos, and commercial shopping centers. Let us help you reduce operating expenses and increase property NOI. Case Industries, saving the planet, saving you money. Contact us today for a property trash and recycling assessment online at caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. That's caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. Case Industries, the property manager's friend.
Are you struggling to find peace in your life, feeling anxious, or going through a difficult life storm? Scott Dixon, a Christian humanitarian filmmaker and host of the Dove Teachings web series, wants you to know that you are not alone. Go to doveteachings.org to see great Dove teaching lessons, pastor insights, and aspiring testimonies. You can watch the current show and more at doveteachings.org. That's D-O-V-E, teachings.org. Where you will find peace in your daily life through the teachings of Jesus.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Andrea Blake Hebbard, who is an amazing leader. Who runs her own now successful PR consultancy in San Francisco called the Blake Agency. And she is an IT Biz Tech Academy graduate, a student soon to be graduate of Cal State East Bay, and now a leader at Cisco Systems. And so we're talking about her journey and what a journey it has been. And so I just want to go back to you, Andrea. You left us off at, you were enrolled in Cal State East Bay and you got this call, or email 2 months ago. What did that look like? What was that about? Tell us more.
Sure. Of course. Let's insert the 110 program as one of the many wonderful organizations that your organization is tied to. It's a partner. Yeah. So the 110 program, because I do not have a bachelor's degree, like so many of the individuals that join the program, they're thinking, well, at least if I get my skill set up and I don't have the degree, but I've got some experience, but that skill set or that certification can get me at least my foot into the door. And so the 110 program is specifically for African-Americans without their bachelor's degree. So even if you do have an AA degree, you can still join the program. But they are an organization that are partnered with many Fortune 500 companies that are committed to getting the experience of African-Americans into their company rather than having them deal with the barrier of having a degree. And so pretty exciting program. They have resume help, interview coaching help, things of that nature. They do quite a bit to get you ready to set foot into those corporate arenas. And so Cisco was the one that just kind of kept popping up on the radar. And of course, my mentor being there was very helpful for me to understand what those roles were, what I might like to do, what not to do, what might be difficult to be successful at, that sort of thing. And so that was very encouraging as well. But the 110 program, they have these sort of ambassadors that will reach out to you and they'll tell you about the job and they'll rehearse with you for the interview and really kind of put you at the top of the list if you really do well with their sort of screening interviews. And so did for 2 years. I'm reaching out, I'm applying for jobs through their website, and just I missed the opportunity or the opportunity would close or things of that nature, and just kept pushing and pushing. I even went out to North Carolina to visit the Cisco site and talk to the 110 people that I kept meeting with, like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? I'm in North Carolina, and you know, just to say hello, hi, and it's me, and you've seen me before. And so, but that didn't work either. So that was what, November, I think, October of last year. So just, you know, just keep an eye on the site, keep updating things. I'm doing, getting my A's in school, a 4.0 student, that sort of thing, and get an email from the head of HR at Cisco and asking me to do a screening interview for this strategy and planning analyst for operations and insights. I'm like, wait, what? Okay. So then I do my homework. Now, what is this position? I go to my executive mentor and he's like, this is a specially made position and it's not listed anywhere. So I think it might have been created just for you. Or I'm like, wait, what? Okay. So I keep doing my research, trying to figure out, even, you know, I reached out to you like, so yes. Do you know who and what and how and yep. What's going on and what is this job? Yep. And it's like, yep. No, nothing. So I felt like this was one of those instances where just being prepared and how you do and what you do and interacting so much with the 110 ambassadors from Cisco and really understanding how their program works. Again, I didn't even apply for this one. So if people are kind of like, wow, that was like heaven sent. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the way the program works, you definitely keep an eye on it and you go through their updating your skills. Every time, everything that you get, you add to your 110 profile. And so there's a number of companies that will send out positions and then individuals can check on those positions. And there's several large companies, AT&T, Northrop Grumman, several large corporations that are interested in the 110 family. And they at Cisco, it's a family. So long story short, the person that wrote the grant for the Love Never Fails IT Biz Tech Academy from Cisco was the HR individual that wrote to me. So when I name dropped,
they're like, what? Wait a minute, what?
So it all clicked in for her. That was really it. It was something where she went, wait, Love Never Fails. And you're through the 110? And your mentor is, so it was this trifecta of really being in the right place at the right time, but doing what I was supposed to do, staying in school, not trying to get a job, not trying to do these other things that I thought I had to do, And yeah. The 110 program was an encouragement all along. And again, they have so many services just on their website. So it was pretty awesome. And interviews, no panel interviews, thank goodness, all Zoom. Lots of challenges with those interviews and time differences because I'm here in California. The position is in Atlanta. But it turned out to be absolutely amazing. And here I am 30 days later, just a couple of days over 30 days, onboarded and doing really well.
Wow. I'm so excited for you. That's so incredible. Yeah. Well, I was just, you know, I was looking through, you told me who the hiring manager was, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like a senior role. This is incredible. And so like you, I was like, this is a divine appointment. And I'm so grateful. And so you're still continuing to pursue your bachelor's while you're in school at Cal State East Bay, and you're within the year, right? You are very close to obtaining
that,
correct? Okay.
Very close. Good. Very close. Just a few more classes in the fall. And then the wonderful counselors advised me about you have to do an internship, right? So I'm like, well, yes. I'm already working at Cisco. So yes. How about we change that around and just make it so that the Cisco job is my internship? And so the department chair is one of my professors now. And he's obviously open to the idea, but he's also an incredible professor that is talking about the future of officing, the office verse, et cetera. It's an incredible book that we're learning from called Office Shock. Not to advertise, but I got to tell you, this book, so I'm in class and the questions that are being asked are the questions that I have to address in my job at Cisco.
Look at that.
Say divine appointment, I'm like, okay, this is pretty awesome. Yeah. And so from the professors offering to be my mentors and support anything that I need, that's one thing that when you excel in school, do well in school, I'm getting A's. So straight A's, they're like, whatever you need. Do you need us to look at problems at work and anything that's not confidential? I will be asking. Absolutely. So yeah, it's been one very interesting and blessed and amazing journey. And I definitely have your organization to thank for that.
Oh, thank you, Andrea. Well, you know, the biggest gift that I think we get to have in this whole thing is your voice, that hopefully people are hearing and going, yeah, this is real. This can happen. And it is happening. And we just need to get behind it and support, beautiful people like Andrea who have so much to offer. And I just thank you for being that voice for so many people, because you've been that voice in the classes when there are 50 other students sitting around you saying, come on, guys, we're going, we can do this. And now you're doing it again on the radio show. So it's good. It's excellent.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about just that. You know, you have this divine appointment. You have this opportunity. What do you see either your PR consultancy or something, you know, some other vehicle? How do you want to share this out? How do you want to, help the next Andrea that's out there? So we'll be right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
This is Dr. Miluna Fausch. I am honored to serve on the advisory board of Love Never Fails, where each voice matters as lives are restored. Thank you for your support. Let's face it, you are making a pitch for something every day. Your verbal communication skills are the key to your professional and personal success. My company, Pitch Perfect Presentations, trains executives, management teams, and startups in delivering consistent, effective, engaging presentations to today's diverse audiences to rev up sales, attract clients and fans, and secure funding. Visit pitchperfectpresentations.com to schedule your complimentary strategy call with me today. That's pitchperfectpresentations.com, pitchperfectpresentations.com.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Andrea Hubbard, and we've just been having a great time, Blake Hubbard, and we've just been having a great time just talking about all of her many achievements. I did want to clarify, so she just shared with me that she has put a pause on the Blake Agency for now. She's sort of re-swizzling it and revamping it as she moves into her new role and also completes school. But just visioning now, visioning out.
Sure.
Andrea, you love working with women, women of color. What do you foresee in the next five years with all of this wonderful success that you have experienced?
Sure. So one of the greatest inspirations that helped me was showing other people that they were able to do it. And so right now my twin has enrolled in the program, IT Biz Tech Academy.
Yes.
And for me to have encouraged her in a way that says, Alistair is her name, but I call her Al or Al and Ann. That my twin, who is not necessarily the most, she doesn't like taking tests. And so that's something where she's like, wait, I'm going back to school? Yes, you're going to go back to school. Come on, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And so between my twin going into the program and then beginning to encourage others. So I have 1, 2, 3 other cousins that are now going into cybersecurity.
What?
And yeah, just it's been amazing just hearing me talk about cybersecurity and discussing AI and them seeing me go through school. They're like, wait, you know what? Ann did it. We can do it. Come on. And so I've been talking about the program itself. And then I think with getting established in Cisco, there's programs that referral programs into Cisco through 110, through directly through Cisco as well. And being out in the public eye with some of the programs that I participate in, my sister's temple has a program in Spokane, Washington that I manage. And we really were all around encouraging women to bring themselves to another level. So from health to their education, to their finance, so economics and things of that nature. And so I want to continue participating in those types of programs, but bringing what I have now, the community of Love Never Fails behind me and the other organizations that they're partnered with, and exposing everybody I know. That's how that's going to work. From doing radio shows to really engaging back on Facebook. LinkedIn is another place that I've been engaging more, as well as so other social media outlets. I think it's the way people that are communicating now, from young people to even our well-seasoned people, they're really looking at social media as a way to get a quick glimpse of something. And I think putting out there what has been successful for me. There's the divine appointment, but there's also the work that I put in. So going back to school, looking for the program, doing my research on everything that exists out there. Like, well, what else can I do differently? I think I'd like to use my experience, but I don't think I want to do this over here. So doing the exploration and encouraging others to do that. And the Cisco networking academy that IT Biz Tech runs gives you that opportunity and to explore. And I love that about the program. And so encouraging people to go to the website and understand what the organization is about. It's Love Never Fails Us is a sentiment that we get it, but you have to realize that there's work that is, what is the scripture? To whom much is given, much is required.
That's
and
right.
That's how I feel about the organization. Has given me so much as an individual, as a group. I loved getting into the meetings and encouraging others to even competitively. Let's make it competitive. What'd you say you got on your test? Well,
right.
I got this on my exam. And studying together, creating flashcards, having Zoom meetings after and before exams, and after, and just to regroup. How do we do? What are we testing on this? What do you think about that? And saying as such, the organization communication tool is Slack that you guys use. And it's really a way to share so much with the emojis and just GIFs and things like that. It's a fun time to really engage. So I've always stayed on Slack. 2 years later, I'm in there and I still get my messages, and I'm hearing from Sergio and his jokes.
Oh boy, that's Sergio boy.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Dahlia is such a wonderful individual, and she's giving so much. And I know Renee is no longer with the organization, but she's always been such an inspiration and encouragement. Davina's terrific
amazing.
Too.
Yeah.
Jana, all the individuals that I still interact with. And whenever, like Shannon asked me to come on and do a tech talk. So we did that for project management. And just, you know, absolute pleasure to always contribute and continue to give back again to whom much is given, much is required. And I don't feel it as a heavy obligation or a burden. I feel it's an honor to pay it back, but also to pay it forward.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. You have been an inspiration to all of us. And I did want to just also mention that your group, you took the project management pathway, and your group, I think 80 or 90% of your group actually obtained their Agile Scrum Master certification. Again, it's that pulling together. It's that, you know, community support piece that is so important to the work, right? So it's one thing for everybody to come into it, you know, I'm in it for me, what can I get out of this? But no, that's not your DNA. You came in saying, come on, let's do study groups, let's help each other, let's share things on Slack, let's, and others were inspired and they did the same, and you guys all class together. And that's my hope. You know, when I think about my hope for ITBiz, my hope is that we can uplift entire communities, you know, where everybody's saying, oh, you know, nothing good can happen in East Oakland. Well, I beg to differ. We will come in there and we will align with the people that are hurting and give them a reason to wake up and show up every day. And there's different reasons. Everybody has their own different reasons, but we want to be aligned with people's dreams, their hopes, their purpose. And so you have, you know, you've inspired me and so many others to keep coming back. It works, right?
It works. Put that energy in and the energy flows through you. That's the other part of it. You won't get tired. You won't get exhausted, because that divine energy comes right through you and helps you support and encourage and hold someone's hand while they're crying. You let them lay on your shoulder, give them a hug. All of those things that we needed when we were young, we still need those things. And still, when life comes at you, it comes fast. And that encouragement from organizations like yourself and all the beautiful people that work there, it's like they're not working, it's family, and you show up. We know it's a job,
right?
But oh my gosh,
that's right.
Everyone, I didn't name everybody, I hope I did, but it was just an incredible ride, and I'm so glad and thrilled that I'm still a part of the family. I really am.
Yes.
I really am. My pleasure.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break. Yes. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and just provide a little bit of detail about how people can sign up for IT Biz. If, you know, we have a cohort coming up in July, which you can just get on the wagon and get signed up on the success train, so to speak. So we'll be right back. And thank you for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors. Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We have just had a wonderful time speaking with Andrea Blake Hubbard. Thank you, Ann and Al, and the whole family for being, being letting your light shine and being a testament of the fact that, you know, there is a purpose and a plan over your life. And as you said, you're doing the work, and God is getting the glory. So thank you so much for being with us today and for all that you do for so many others.
My absolute pleasure. It's an honor, and I'm humbled. I am.
Yes.
So grateful. Yes. Living in gratitude. That's it. Yes. It really is. Living in gratitude.
Well, if you're listening in and you're saying, I want to be a part of that, we want to encourage you to sign up right now. You can go to loveneverfailsus.com/ITBiz, and there you can sign up. There's an interest form. We just closed our April cohort, so we're into the July cohort. It's every quarter. And again, you have the opportunity to pursue a customer service path, project management, entrepreneurship, technician engineering, and sales. And these actually provide you an opportunity to obtain certifications like Agile Scrum Master, like Salesforce Sales Development Rep certification, like cybersecurity and networking certs from Cisco, AWS Cloud Practitioner. There's just tons of options, and they're all complimentary. If you end up at working at Chevron, you work at PG&E, you work at Cisco, you work at Apple, you work at Google, all of those skills and certs are relevant across the industry. And so we're super excited to offer those to you. So sign up today. The cost is free to you. And it will change your life. So, please join us for that. Also, we want to encourage you, if you want to get involved with Love Never Fails in other ways, like volunteering, you could become you heard Andrea talk about her tech mentor, her professional mentor. You could become a professional mentor. We've had two individuals who are senior leaders at Cisco. A mentor like Bill Henschel is one of them. Hi, Bill, out there. They've dedicated time every Wednesday on their schedule to meet with a group of mentors for years. And so you could do that. If you want to do that today, or maybe you want to be, maybe you want to mentor someone who's been trafficked or is at risk for trafficking, or maybe you want to, join us as we do street outreach. Reach out, send an email to Sandy, that's Sandy, at loveneverfailsus.com. And she will point you in the direction of mentoring, of outreach. And certainly if you want to donate any items to our boutiques, or help us out in our community engagement center in Hayward, you can reach out to Viviana. We call her Vivi for short. And that's Viviana at loveneverfailsus.com. We now have just opened up our office in Oakland at Eastmont Mall. So you can come out there and get and jump in with us. We're sitting in on the, yeah, we're excited. We moved from Preservation Park to moved into the Boss campus on East Mont Mall. We're super, super juiced about that. We're just, there's so much synergy between us and Boss, and it's right in the middle of the, you know, area where we need to be. And so we just, you know, my heart's desire is that we'll be the hands and feet, that we'll be a representative of hope, of love, of value, of dignity, of compassion and empathy for the community, and inspire people to pay it forward. And so please join us. And again, if you want to get involved with that, please feel free to reach out to Sandy. That's S-A-N-D-Y at loveneverfailsus.com. All right. Well, we are nearing the end of our time together. We thank you. Oh, I did want to mention, if you have an interest in any events that we have going on, you go to loveneverfailsus.com/events. We've got tons of stuff going on. We have a meeting coming up with East Palo Alto against human trafficking. If you're in that area, we have we're doing walkathons. We have some stuff coming up for Mother's Day. Just tons of things that you can get involved in. So go to that site, loveneverfailsus.com/events, to learn more. Thanks again for all of you who came and supported us at the gala. We're still coming off of that just beautiful night. It was so everyone was so generous, so gracious, so loving. What a wonderful time. All right. Well, again, we want to thank you. We want to end our time just reminding you of something that is very important, just in case you maybe you haven't heard it before, or maybe you need to hear it again. But we always want to end our time together reminding you that you are loved.
Thanks for joining us this week on Love Never Fails Radio. We trust that you've been inspired by these stories of hope and love, and that you'll accept our challenge to get involved by contacting us at loveneverfailsus.com, by liking and sharing our Facebook page, Facebook.com/loveneverfailsradio, or by making a contribution directly to Love Never Fails. This program is the broadcast outreach of Love Never Fails, which is a donor-supported nonprofit ministry that Vanessa founded as a way of directly impacting the lives of young people who are trapped in or at risk of becoming involved in human trafficking. This broadcast needs your involvement and support. To find out more, simply go to loveneverfailsus.com and click on the radio show link. Today's program was brought to you in part by Case Industries, as well as supporters from Faith Fellowship, New Hope Christian Fellowship, and the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel. On behalf of Vanessa and the whole team at Love Never Fails, thank you for listening, and thank you even more for committing to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.